So this is from Thich Nhat Hanh, and it's a short verse that can be recited when we wake up in the morning. And it goes like this. Waking up this morning, I smile. 24 brand new hours are before me. I vow to live fully each moment and to look at all beings with eyes of compassion. It's a lovely instruction. And so now we will also, as we're going to do a little walking followed by sitting. So I'll just read the next verse, which is about taking the first step of the day. Of course, it's not your first step, but it's going to be your first step. Pardon me, of walking practice. One moment. Taking the first step of the day. Walking on the earth is a miracle. Each mindful step reveals the ultimate dimension. Each mindful step reveals the ultimate dimension. And so now let's stand and I'll ring the bells. And before we move off from the bells, I'll read another short verse. Yes, and as was put in the chat box, Thich Nhat Hanh has famously said, the miracle's not to walk on water or on air, the miracle's to walk on the earth. All right, let's just listen to the bells. So get ourselves in a standing posture and allowing ourselves to get nicely grounded. Working with this as you're able. If you need to sit, then even perhaps just moving your feet a little bit as you sit, adapting as suits your needs. And listening to the bells. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, when we hear the bells, we come back to our true home, the present moment. And so feeling into the body, simply standing, the miracle of standing. And another little reading for walking meditation from Thich Nhat Hanh. The mind can go in 1,000 directions, but on this beautiful path, I walk in peace. With each step, a gentle wind blows. With each step, a flower blooms. So can we walk in this gentle way? And so beginning, feeling each step. And as we each walk in our separate spaces, you might even try to walk in a little bit of a circle so that you have some sense of walking together with one another. Thich Nhat Hanh also instructs for walking practice. As we take the first step, we might say silently to ourselves, I have arrived. And then the next step, I am home. Or you can take a few steps for one of those phrases and then a few for the other. I have arrived. I am home.